Is there a freedom so deep and true and real and pure that it can bring joy into a heart no matter if his hands are shackled? Is there a freedom so liberating and refreshing and empowering that it fuels your life no matter if your legs are chained? Is there a freedom beyond the physical that releases the soul from the tyranny of guilt, the shame of the past, and the bitterness of the present so that we can fly over fields of grace? In John chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus says that there is. Jesus' words in this text are so weighty and energizing and hopeful. He says, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Really, most certainly, truly. But in response to Jesus' statement, "The truth will set you free," the Jews there, they give three reasons why they believe they were not enslaved in the first place. And those self-justifications are the same ones humans oftentimes use when presented with the saving message of Jesus Christ today. Here's the first reason. They say, "Look at the long line of my roots." That's what they say in verse 33. In response to Jesus' statement, these Jewish believers say, "Hey, why do we need to be freed? We're not enslaved. We're in the lineage of Abraham." Well, why do they cite Abraham? Why do they claim Abraham's lineage? Well, they trace their beginnings back to Father Abraham, from Abraham and then Isaac and Jacob and then the 12 tribes of which they are a part of. And God gave the covenant promise to Abraham that God would bless Abraham and give him children as many as the sands on the seashore and stars in the sky. Now, there's no way a reasonable Jew would deny that they had been in physical bondage to many different countries and regimes in the past, and that they were currently under the thumb of the Romans at that particular moment in John chapter 8. So when they say, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone," I don't think they were speaking of physical slavery. It's much more likely that they were speaking of a type of spiritual freedom, just like Jesus was speaking of. But in their line of thinking, they were just fine spiritually because of their roots and their race. "Look at our roots, Jesus. Look at everything in our past. How can we need this freedom that you're talking about? Isn't it obvious that we, the Jews, are the freest people around? Why do we need your freedom?" But this would be like Michael Jordan's son claiming that he was an NBA All-Star and an all-time great and had no need to practice jump shots or free throws or defensive drills because of who his daddy is, because of his roots. And here's what we learn. Being a believer does not take place by nepotism. Your roots do not magically renovate your heart. And that's the ultimate problem. Your heart is the problem, not your heritage. Jesus agreed that they are descendants of Abraham in the physical lineage. He says, "I know that you are offspring of Abraham." But he also makes it clear here that the fact means nothing when it comes to their spiritual freedom, because he goes on to say, "Yet you seek to kill me because of my word finding no place in you." Cliff, I appreciate you explaining this to me. It helps me understand the situation at hand, but really has no application to my life. Oh, it doesn't? Well, I can't tell you how many times I've heard this response whenever I ask people if they know Jesus. They reply, "Oh yeah, my mom and daddy, they were at church every time the doors were open." Or they may say, "Well, my grandfather was a preacher," or "My mama started a Sunday school class," or "My daddy is a deacon at so-and-so church." I didn't ask about your pedigree. When you stand before the Lord, He isn't going to ask you if you can recite your church history ancestry. So I want you to think about that as you move through the day. And as you pray today, please remember Rigoberto Jimenez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in El Salvador. Also remember the Matengo LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.